Rose Rhythm is the name of this tune, a fitting title because it's composed and performed by Senegalese drummer Dudu Njai Rose. And as you can hear, Rose had rhythm. Dudu Njai Rose died yesterday at the age of 85. In Senegal, Rose was considered a master drummer and was recruited to play with serious artists who wanted his drum, the sabar, in their work. I'm talking gigs with Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, the Rolling Stones. But perhaps his most personal performances were with his children and grandchildren, sometimes all at once, as he'd lead them as an orchestra, 30 drummers up there on stage. Journalist Rose Skelton reported for several years out of Dakar and once spent an afternoon with Dudu Njai Rose at two of his four wives' houses. Rose, I guess that already gives us a sense of his elite stature. He took several wives, had houses for them all. Was this kind of a roving interview with the late Mr. Rose?
Yes, it was. It was an extraordinary afternoon. I had met him in France at a festival, and then he said, sure, come to my house when we get back to Dakar. And he told me to go to a local police station and ask a policeman to bring me there because everybody knew his house. And we had breakfast there with his first wife. And I thought the interview would be, you know, would perhaps come after breakfast or during breakfast. But after breakfast, he said, right, we've got to get on the road and carry on. And then we went to the next wife's house where we had lunch. And then after lunch, I sort of said, you know, maybe we might do the interview. He said, yeah, but I have to go and meet the Minister of Culture. And so we went off downtown. We did some shoe shopping on the way. So I spent the whole day with him, really, just kind of going about his business.
He sounds like a real character and a player that he was. How was he viewed by Senegalese musicians?
He was really revered, you know, and he was recognized by musicians very early on as a real, you know, great treasure. And he actually said that he told me about this time playing with Josephine Baker
Josephine Baker, just remind our listeners, she's the famous African-American singer and dancer who moved to Paris in the 20s and died there in 75. When did he meet Josephine Baker?
He was 19 when he met Josephine Baker. He was playing in a group who were invited to play with her. At some point, he was invited into her band or into the, you know, the band to play with her. And he overheard her say to the band leader, please take care of this young man because he's one of Africa's future greats. Mm. And he said to me, ever since he heard that, he was 19 when he heard that, and he said ever since he heard that, he just did everything he could to be the best. You know, I think he really just did everything he could. He did some extraordinary things. I mean, he defied social convention multiple times.
In what way?
I mean, the sabar drum is a drum traditionally played by men, only played by men, very strictly so. And he had 42 children with these four wives, and he decided one day that he was going to create a band, only female sabar drummers. And so he got his daughters and his granddaughters together and said, you know, you're a group now, get practicing. And they sort of said, well, really? You know, and he said, yeah, why not? And he was such a special character. I mean, tiny man, very sort of pixie-like. And he just had such energy that I think people really felt, you know, he was a leader. And they really felt that, you know, if he thought that that was an okay thing to do, then why not?
It's a heavy responsibility to be kind of the first ambassador of Senegalese music to the world. Did it change the way he played at all?
I don't know if it did. I mean, he was very, very deep into the tradition. And when we talked, you know, we talked at great length about the sort of technicalities of the drum and of the rhythm. He made these collaborations, of course, that you've already mentioned with the Rolling Stones and other, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, other great musicians. But I think that he really, you know, he was really very true to the tradition of it. And he was very, you know, we talked a lot about hip hop and rap, actually, during the interview. And, you know, he was a great, great admirer of these sort of young hip hop bands in Senegal of the sort of early 2000s. Mm. But, you know, was very quick to point out that they were really, you know, that hip hop and rap really drew, Senegalese hip hop and rap really drew on the tradition of the sabar and of the rhythms of the sabar and the vocal, also the vocal music that goes with sabar drumming. So he, you know, he loved sort of young people's music, as he saw. He was a very youthful person in spirit.
Yeah.
But he was very, you know, close to the tradition.
Yeah.
Journalist Rose Skelton speaking with us from London about the late Doudou Ndiaye Rose from Senegal. Thank you so much, Rose. Good to speak with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chant du Bourgame by the late Doudou Ndiaye Rose, and you're hearing it right here on The World.